Good afternoon. Welcome back to Cresta in the Afternoon. I'm Marcus Peter. Joseph Ratzinger once defined belief as entrusting oneself to that which has not been made by oneself and never could be made, and which precisely in this way supports and makes possible all our making. In order to do and understand anything, we have to first take a stand on some ground, which is what the Hebrew word Amen signifies. David Bonagura joins us. David G. Bonagura Jr. is an adjunct professor at St. Joseph Seminary and is the 2023-2024 Cardinal Newman Society Fellow for Eucharistic Education. He is the author of Steadfast in Faith, Catholicism and the Challenges of Secularism, and Staying with the Catholic Church, and the translator of Jerome's Tears, Letters to Friends in Mourning. David, how are you doing?
Hello, Marcus. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, well, it's great to be able to speak with you again. And you're talking about someone who I consider my spiritual father, so you can understand why I would want to have you on today.
That makes two of us.
So
we're fellow Ratzinger fans. We can start the fan club. I'm sure one already exists, but that's okay.
We should create a website and then just have everyone just register there and then, you know, develop a large network that way. I already know about a dozen people who join.
Oh, yes. There'd be tons and tons right away.
So David, this article that we're looking at that you published on The Catholic Thing, it's called Taking a Stand to Understand. And you're talking specifically in this article about the notion of certainty and intellectual certainty. And you're borrowing from this wonderful work that you yourself call magisterial by Joseph Ratzinger called Introduction to Christianity. So I'm opening the floor here with this very broad framework of conversation. Let's start there.
Well, you actually, in the segue just a moment ago before you introduced me, that gave me the perfect transition here. We live in a world that is so desirous of scientific knowledge, factual knowledge, mm-hmm. as the only type of knowledge that exists, and therefore has no interest in any other type of knowledge. But Ratzinger points out that there is another type of knowledge. We can call it maybe heart knowledge, as Cardinal Newman might say. Heart knowledge as opposed to head knowledge. Heart knowledge is really from which we get understanding and belief.
Right.
And we can just bracket to the side religious belief for a second, because any kind of belief, the belief that I love my spouse, I love my children, or that you know I have a mission here on earth, or a thousand different other things, are not scientific calculations or rational calculations. Those are things that come from heart knowledge. But in order to have that, or even to say, I call myself a conservative, a liberal, a progressive, to be woke or whatever you have, all of those require taking a perspective that is not measurable or calculable by any rational means.
Right.
So what is that form of knowledge then? So Ratzinger calls it, I would love to see what it says in German. It's stand-understand is how it's presented in the English translation Introduction to Christianity, which is his first really big book that he wrote in 1968, and big by the sense of like this book launched his theological career.
Yep.
A certain guy by the name of a certain cardinal in a certain town called Krakow, his name was Karol Wojtyła, got a copy of the book and started trading letters. And the next thing you know, that certain cardinal became Pope John Paul II.
I was going to say the name rings a faint bell.
Yes, exactly. He called that guy who wrote that book, who had Father Ratzinger, and said, "Hey, can you come to be my head of my number two man, basically, mm-hmm. in Rome," where, of course, he was for so many years. But he's in describing faith in the Introduction to Christianity. That's, I think, it's a highly relevant book, even though it came out in 1968, and relevant to today. And he's describing the nature of faith belief. That it's the first, say, 60 pages of the book. It's soul-stirring, not just stuff for the mind, but stuff for the soul. Where he says that, yes, in order to know anything, we need to take a stand on some sort of ground. And but again, whether we want to call ourselves conservative, liberal, Catholic, Protestant, Muslim, what have you, we're taking a stand on ground. We're not measuring stuff out or calculating
right.
mathematically. We're saying that there is evidence here for whatever it is that I think, and I'm going to stand on this, and I believe I accept this as true. So we take the stand on faith. It was funny, this column that you mentioned that it appeared on the Catholic Thing on Thursday, yesterday, somebody, a non-Catholic, wrote to me at 6:28 in the morning, right after the article appeared, and was critical of it, or really was critical of Ratzinger, because I was just being the middleman there,
mm-hmm.
and saying that, you know, I'm basically implying that the vision of faith that Ratzinger was giving there is in this stand-understand model is that of a leap of faith, that we're just kind of leaping the darkness. I said, yeah, you should have talked about apologetics and how there's all these rational reasons to believe in the resurrection. And, well, but the whole idea of taking a stand, you can't, standing on something is not leaping over an abyss. Standing means we have our 2 feet planted somewhere firm, and we have the entire history of Christianity that, and the entire witness of the Old Testament, New Testament, as the firm ground on which we are standing.
Right.
Those things are not for debate. Now, they're not something that you would, again, it's not something you would do as a math problem, but the witness of the Bible is firm ground, and it's been tested and retested over 2,000 years, and if you think the Old Testament, even more than that, and it is firm ground, and we are perfectly reasonable, perfectly reasonable for us to stand there as the ground of faith. So people will want to tell us that, you know, they can choose their ground as long as it doesn't have to do with religion. So they can choose their ground to protest Israel or protest this or that or to be progressive or woke. But you and I can't choose ground to be faithful. That's for everything that doesn't count.
That's right.
Well, that's absurd. Any sort of assuming these first principles, we have perfectly good reason to believe, and we have tons and tons of evidence for the reason that we do so.
Right. And I think it's crucial that you mention it that way, that primarily divine revelation is the firmest ground period. And then everything else, even the queen of the handmaiden of the sciences, philosophy, builds upon that brilliant framework that divine revelation gives us to begin with. So just as you mentioned, we're living in an era that's constantly seeking this ludicrous pursuit of empiricist, concrete, tangible, this kind of transient yet tangible evidence. And, you know, it's Cartesian doubt, right? But unfortunately, we're putting Descartes before the horse, and he has pun intended.
Very good. And in that, the way I framed that Catholic piece, looking at Ratzinger stuff, what was new about it, is looking at the millennial and Gen Z generations and their phobia of commitment. Mm-hmm. They get married later. They don't want to have children. They don't want to settle down. They don't want to have a full job. They don't want to volunteer within their community.
Right.
They're afraid to, and which I think is also why they don't really engage in religion, is that religion requires a commitment of a person to an organization, to a church, to something that's bigger than I am. And they don't want to do that. And that is the, you know, that's the problem where the modern world has brought us, is that they're looking for this certainty, this Cartesian certainty, I think, therefore I am. But when it comes to the things that really matter in life, whom should I marry, how many children should I have, what job or occupation should I have, these are things that, you know, they can't be worked out mathematically. We have to take a stand. We have to say, okay, it's reasonable because of X, Y, Z, A, B, and C, so therefore this is the ground I stand. And then once we take that stand, we put our 2 feet down and say, okay, let's use the Catholic example. I put my 2 feet down on the Bible and the Catholic Church, then all of a sudden our eyes are opened. It's like the disciples on the road to Emmaus. Our eyes are opened, and now we could see and understand, apprehend things that we wouldn't otherwise when we were still moving. Once our feet are firmly planted, we can see who God is. And just one other point that you mentioned, that talked about meaning before, that Ratzinger thinks of, you know, meaning is what is given to us, and it can only be given to us. We can't supply our own meaning. And that is 100% contrary to the modern world, which seeks to generate its own meaning. And that famous quote from Anthony Kennedy from the 1992 Supreme Court decision, Planned Parenthood versus Casey, where he said infamously, the right, quote, the right of liberty is, I'm not going to get the quote exactly right, but
at the
right
heart of liberty,
to define, at the heart of liberty is to define one's own meaning and purpose of the universe. Like, really? Well, the record says that's only, if you do that, you're going to fail. You can't, we as human beings cannot give ourselves infinity.
Yep.
We cannot give ourselves that meaning. It can only be received. So really, to be Catholic, to be faithful, requires a tremendous deal of humility, intellectual humility, to say that I don't have all the answers. The answers are being given to me. I need to open myself up and accept them. And that's certainly, the modern world is not into that, and really it should be.
You know, David, it's so good that you bring that up, because, and Ratzinger, he was this great champion for the objectivity of truth. He saw that the great beast of his time, his papacy, was the dragon of relativism, and he combated it tooth and nail. Even in Introduction to Christianity, shortly after he talks about this necessity of entrusting oneself to a truth that's greater than yourself, he also says this, that this overt reliance on the practical and the empirical queries the absolute and relativizes it, which means that the more empirical we claim to become, the more we're actually espousing a relativistic worldview, and that's destructive.
Right, exactly. We end up, in trying to guarantee our own intellectual certainty, right, we end up cutting off the branch that we're sitting on,
mm-hmm,
because it's not a tree that can support the stuff that we're looking for. Again, the idea of heart knowledge is a great distinction, head knowledge versus heart knowledge. When it comes to the real things that matter in life, and even for people who are non-believers, they will readily agree to the fact that there are things that matter in life, family and friends, mm-hmm, and love and so on. And in doing those things, acknowledging that that's heart knowledge. That is stuff that we stand on, that we need to receive those things.
Right.
And to love, classically understood, is to will the good of another, mm-hmm, the definition of love. And to make that decision to love someone, you know, when the child is screaming in the middle of the night, it's not a pleasant thing. It requires sacrifice. But the love to go upstairs or to go downstairs and go get that child means that I'm standing on ground. I've chosen that I love my child, and therefore,
yeah,
I'm going to go help him or help her in his hour of need, even though it costs me.
Right.
And so the modern world knows these things, or at least lives these things, but really just try to denies its reality, and
yep,
that they've tried to play these games that the religion doesn't count, when really they're living a religious life without even
That's
realizing
right.
It's sad.
Because if by definition faith is the ascent of the intellect to a set of revealed truths, then when you choose to reject a religious faith, you are actually assenting to a system that has been revealed to you. You're assenting to a framework, a religious framework, whether or not you acknowledge it.
Right. And the framework, of course, extends, and Ratzinger really emphasizes this in Introduction to Christianity, the framework is not just a system. To be a Christian, to be Catholic, is not to have a philosophy.
Right.
It's to be in love with a person. And this intellectual system, this dogma, these creeds that we have, all are consequence of the reality of a personal relationship between us and Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much for your time, David. It was a real joy talking to you. My guest has been David Bonagura, adjunct professor at St. Joseph Seminary, 2023 and 2024 Cardinal Newman Society Fellow for Eucharistic Education, and the author of Taking a Stand to Understand. Stay tuned. I'm Marcus Peter for Cresta in the Afternoon.